Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Prajakta, the moderator for your conference call today. We welcome you to Pfizer third quarter result conference call. We have with us today Mr. Kewal Handa, Managing Director, Mr. S. Sridhar, Finance Director, and Mr. Prajit Nair, Company Secretary. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At the time, if you have a question, please press star and one. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. S. Sridhar. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the call. For the quarterly results, I will talk a few minutes on the industry performance and then get into the company performance. As for the August MAT, the pharmaceutical market has grown at 12.4% and Pfizer reported at 13.8%. Pfizer has been consistently growing higher than the market and also higher than Indian companies for the last 3 or 4 months continuously. In terms of ranking, Pfizer has moved up to about the 12th position as per the July MAT, and most of our key products are performing pretty well. Six of our products are in the top 100. Codex maintains the number one position. Bicosis have gained 2 points and are now moved to number 10. Dorinex has gained 1 point and is 58. And Magnex has gained 6 ranks up to 73. All these products are actually growing faster than the market. In terms of financial performance, the net sales has grown by 9% for the quarter and a YTD at 15%. The profit before tax, before exceptionals, have grown at 10% for the quarter and 6% YTD, and after exceptionals, it's 8% and 3%. Performance for the quarter and YTD is impacted by higher material cost and the staff cost on account of field force expansion. In terms of our revenue realization, of a 9% growth, roughly around 6% comes from volumes and the balance from price for the quarter, and of the 15% for the YTD, 11% from volume and close to 4% coming in from price. The pharmaceutical division has grown about 13% for the quarter, with Codex and Bicosis being the leading players. The consumer division, which are renamed as Futura, has grown at 11% for the quarter, with Gelusil the lead brand in that category. In terms of animal health, we have recorded 29% growth, very strong growth, and all brands are at double-digit growth. Other income, we report about 5 crores of other income for the quarter, primarily driven by clinical research of about 5 crores. And YTD, about 16 crores is the other income, operating income, versus 14 crores same period last year. In terms of total expenditure, as a percentage of sales for the quarter is 79%, was 80% last year, and a YTD 82% and 79%. The cost of materials has increased by about 12% versus a 29% YTD. This we said in the last call was primarily by the vitamin C price. The staff costs have gone up by 33%, primarily driven by the field force expansion and also the impact of the AS-15 of the evaluation of retirees as per the accounting standards. The other expenditure is down by about minus 8%, primarily driven by advertising, primarily on account of facing. In terms of other income, our other income is about 16 crores for the quarter versus 18 crores the same period last year, primarily driven by interest income from banks, and a YTD about 56 crores versus 50 crores same period last year. There is not much change in the effective tax rate at 34.5% versus 34.7%. As YTD is higher basically because we had a capital gain income of brand sale. That's it from my side, from P&L. We are free to take any questions now.
Certainly, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your push button phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by the facilitator. If your question has been answered before your turn and you wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. We have first question from Mr. Akshat Vyas from MK Global. Please go ahead, Mr. Akshat.
Very good evening to all of you. This is Manoj. Sir, just wanted to understand, like for the quarter, the growth has come down from 9% to 9% from the 9 months growth of 15%. Would you just please put some light on that?
Like we said with the last two calls, in the first quarter, first two quarters, they had two one-off items. One is we had some system challenges in the first quarter of last year when we had challenges in operating our order-to-cash system. That got resolved this year. That has given us, therefore, competitive growth is higher this year. And second, the first quarter, we integrated our stockists of various companies we acquired over the years. That has given a one-time increase in sales the first quarter. So hence, the YTD numbers have the element of these two one-offs.
So what could be the sustainable long-term growth? Is this quarter growth could be a run rate going forward also?
Well, we feel that Pfizer has been growing consistently at the market rate or slightly above the market rate. We will continue to have our performance in that benchmark.
Okay. And you have also indicated that probably you are looking to introduce more brands in the branded generic segment. And I think there was some news item also in the media report. Could you please put some light on that and like what could be the plan and how many products you intend to launch every year? Some roadmap on that front.
A very good evening to all of you. This is Keval Handa. Well, we're looking at the way to really have our presence felt on a larger market segment. Presently, we are just about around about 40% to 45% of the market segment. And as a part of the strategy is to reach out to a larger market segment and also reach out to a larger prescriber base. We've started certain initiatives and which basically looking at market expansion and also looking at product portfolio augmentation. So we have already launched two products in this category in this year, and based on these learnings of launch of these two products, we will shape our strategy accordingly as we go forward. Any other questions?
Certainly, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Gala from Quest. Mr. Gala, please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Keval and Sridhar. This is Gala here.
Hello, Mr. Gala.
Yeah. You just said that two products have been launched so far. Which are those products?
One is a CVS product we have launched. The other is product is in the GI.
One is in CV.
CV, cardiovascular,
and one is in
GI.
Okay, gastrointestinal. Okay, can you name those products?
Target.
The one brand is called Target. It's telmisartan.
Target.
Yeah.
That is in CV.
That's in CV.
Okay, and GI.
GI is a brand called Rabiparasol.
Above five.
Oh, sorry. It's a Rabiparasol molecule, and it is the brand name is Above Five.
What is that?
Above five. It's the pH you describe,
Okay.
So more problems of your disorders in when your pH levels come down to two or three. So, and the drugs that are used in the market only helps to stabilize it beyond three. So we are saying that this drug will maintain it above five so that you don't have those types of issues.
Okay. So are these Pfizer molecules or?
They are not Pfizer molecules.
Pardon?
They are not Pfizer molecules.
Okay. How much surplus cash do we have at present?
We have 500 crores.
And ICD?
ICD is about 200 crores.
That is roughly 700. Okay. Keval, can you tell us, a lot of changes have been happening in the Indian pharma sector. So how do you position Pfizer now? I think probably this is the last quarter when we will hear some news from this impending merger, etc. So how do you think our Pfizer Limited is getting positioned to take advantage of the newer things that are happening on the pharmaceutical arena?
Well, I think, as you rightly said, there are a few things that are happening. There's a lot of consolidation happening right now.
That's right.
There's a lot of rumors also happening right now.
Okay.
And every day we hear about a company being interested by so-and-so company and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So I don't want to speculate on those rumors. But all I can say is consolidation, yes. There are likely to happen more consolidation. People are looking at opportunities of licensing also. And there are a lot of licensing deals are also likely to happen. And but every company is working towards achieving larger volumes, given the fact that the economy has improved and is likely to improve going forward.
Okay.
So the different companies are kind of following different strategies to reach out the market.
I understand.
And each company, some companies may follow a very strong pricing penetration strategy.
Okay.
Some follows imported products at a very low prices. Some do market expansion at people in the market. Some do portfolio augmentation and so on and so forth. So each company is working in a different strategy based on their strength.
Okay. So how do you, you know, span out the Pfizer strategy over, say, next couple of years?
As I said, is we are also looking at as a strategy of looking at augmenting our portfolio. We are looking at market expansion.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at retail reach. We are looking at tapping the upcoming institutional hospitals and institutions. So those are our focus areas.
Okay.
And improving our presence in tier 2 and tier 3 cities.
Okay. And any word on what's likely to happen on the Wyeth Pfizer?
The integration announcements globally is likely to take place in the fourth quarter calendar year of 2009.
Yeah.
And I think this is what I could share with you.
Okay. So till we don't have any further visibility on that?
No.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask any further questions. We have a next question from Mr. Subramaniam from TCS Securities.